from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate the Most High God for His faithfulness upon our life. We thank Him for His mercy that has been enduring forever over our life. It's the Lord's doing that has been sustaining us. The devil wants to ruin our life. The devil wants us to be destroyed. But the Lord has been protecting us, empowering us, strengthening us, and promoting His blessing upon our life. With this, I say, the Lord will favor us more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is done. Now, let's move to the celebration part. We are celebrating with as many that have their birthday today. We say happy birthday. We thank God for your life. We thank God for how far He has taken you. He's not complaining. He will take you far into the future in the name of Jesus. And every year shall be better than the last. It shall be season of glory from glory to glory in Jesus' mighty name. We say happy birthday. Many happy returns in good health and sound mind in Jesus' name. Also, we rejoice and celebrate with those that have their anniversary. Those that are celebrating their anniversary today, we join you in that celebration. And we say celebration will never cease in your life in the name of Jesus. And it will not be short-lived in Jesus' name. Higher realm, greater heights in Jesus' name. Happy anniversary celebration. Brethren, now let's move to the word of the Lord. He's doing. Remember, the psalmist said, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in my sight. Psalm 118. Brethren, if you look at the word of the Lord for today, you will know that it has been our rock, our strength, our everything. When you look into the book of Psalm 142:5. Psalm 142:5. It reads, I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. I come again. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Brethren, you are unstoppable. If you can decree this in your mouth. Though this was a decree. He said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. He's putting everything, his life and the responsibilities of his life on the Lord. What about you? When the Lord, mighty grace, is upon one's life. He's after praying. He prayed. The psalmist prayed. He said, Lord, you are my safe place. You are my God. You are my dwelling place. You are my spotlight. You are my rock of ages. Wherever I go, whatever I do, you are there. You are all that I need. You are all that matters to me. Brethren, is it the Lord that matters to you? What are you doing? How are you living your life? I pray today that challenges and everything that has been making you to doubt God, the mighty hand of the Lord rest upon it now in Jesus' mighty name. You are safe in the name of Jesus. The Lord that has been helping me, the Lord that has been making things work for me, will make it work for you in Jesus' mighty name. It's power of agreement. And when you look at the next one, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 30, Deuteronomy 32, 30. I know you are conversant with this. Where it reads, it says, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? Except their rock had sold them and the Lord has shut them up. Remember, the word of the Lord said, one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000. So Moses wrote this and now saying that how do you think this will happen? It will only happen if the Lord has forsaken those people. It will only happen if those people are not enjoying the grace of God. They are not enjoying the protection of God. They are not enjoying the habitation of God upon their lives. The Lord has not seen them. God has not seen them as children. He has seen them as slaves. God has seen them that they are not worthy to protect because they rejected God. Because they don't confess God as their all in all. They refuse to confess Jesus as their all in all. Brethren, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you go in the journey of life, the mighty word of the Lord in your mouth shall propel over your life and you are vindicated from all evils in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord is fighting your battle. Because it is doing. Let me stop here today. And by the special grace of God, your testimony shall be awesome. And I will be coming your way by His grace tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say enjoy pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.